The Bunny School. Before the class was dismissed, Miss Lucy kept reminding her students,
"Over the weekend, remember to do your homework, study for dictation, organize your school bags, and also, Miss Lucy has repeated that for the third time, am I right?"
Anthony said with a frown. Michael, Carol, and Lily giggled. On Monday morning, Miss Lucy hadn't welcomed the students at the school door as usual. Having broken her leg, she was advised to spend several weeks at home to recuperate.
"Before Miss Lucy came back to school, please stay home and study on your own."
The headmaster made a special announcement. No early lessons, no homework, no dictation, not having to go to school was great for the bunnies at first. They were all busy doing what they liked, playing video games, playing basketball, reading comics. It wore off quite swiftly as they missed seeing their teacher and friends. Gazing out the window, Anthony hummed the songs taught by Miss Lucy.
"Is Miss Lucy feeling better? What are Michael, Carol, and Lily doing?"
Ring, ring.
The phone rang, interrupting his thoughts. It was Carol calling.
"We want to visit Miss Lucy. Would you like to come with us?"
"Anthony, do you forget to bring your textbook again? Michael, sit properly."
When the bunnies arrived, they heard Miss Lucy muttering inside the house. Anthony gave Michael a curious glance.
"Who is Miss Lucy talking to?"
Miss Lucy was touched when she opened the door and saw her students. Missing the bunnies so much, she knitted adorable tiny dolls to represent each of them.
"Are you pretending to teach a class?"
Anthony picked up one of the dolls. Miss Lucy gave them an embarrassing smile. She made the dolls with such attention to detail that the bunnies were instantly able to tell who each doll was. Anthony's had a pair of glasses. Michael's held a basketball. Carol's wore pink ribbons in her hair. Lily's got a scarf.
"I got an idea,"
Carol suggested.
"Why don't we come to Miss Lucy's home for the class?"
"Agree."
They all raised their hands. Although Miss Lucy's home was not as big as the school, they all felt happy learning and playing together.